Track 15. Exercises 2 to 4, pages 100 and 101.
I am in the awkward position of being here to talk to you today about television. So most everyone watches TV. We like it. We like some parts of it. Here in America, people actually love TV. The average American watches TV for almost 5 hours a day, okay? Now, I happen to make my living these days in television, so for me, that's a good thing. But a lot of people don't love it so much. They, in fact, berate it. They call it stupid, and worse, believe me. My mother, growing up, she called it the idiot box. But my idea today is not to debate whether there's such a thing as good TV or bad TV. My idea today is to tell you that I believe television has a conscience. So why I believe that television has a conscience is that I actually believe that television directly reflects the moral, political, social, and emotional need states of our nation. That television is how we actually disseminate our entire value system. So all these things are uniquely human, and they all add up to our idea of conscience.